Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is April 23rd. I'm Catherine Alston Fitz. Delighted you could join me this evening. I'm talking to you this evening from my wonderful bank. I'm one of those people in America who has the best bank in the world, and I love it, National Bank of Malvern in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And it's so amazing that I would be here when I wanted to talk to you about debt, because I've been here for a week and sitting right in the middle of a financial institution that does debt lending the way I love to see it done. When you have a banking institution that facilitates debt lending throughout a community, it can be an extraordinary and very beautiful thing to watch, because you're talking about a financial institution which is increasing and improving financial liquidity in a way that helps people succeed. And the profitability of the institution is very much aligned with the customers, who are small business people or individuals or farmers. And essentially, the financial institution's success depends on helping the people be successful. And where it works and the alignment happens, it's a very beautiful thing. If you've ever seen the Jimmy Stewart movie about It's a Wonderful Life, you know, that's an example of a debt model where it really works. And it was very wonderful for me to be sitting in the middle of one that's working and adding tremendous value to its community and financial ecosystem while I was planning to talk to you about debt. Because so much of what's happened on planet Earth is that we're using debt as an entrapment mechanism and sort of a tool of economic warfare. And instead of facilitating financial liquidity to increase equity, we're basically increasing financial liquidity to harvest equity. So it's a harvesting thing that shrinks total equity. It centralizes and consolidates. And so now it's interesting. The entrapment model of debt is as old as the centuries. It's nothing new. If you go back and watch movies like Barry Lyndon, Stanley Kubrick's movie, or Rob Roy, you see these methods used many centuries ago. What's interesting in the last 50 years is we've integrated, we've basically changed the laws so that predatory lending and all sorts of what has traditionally been considered wildly unethical and awful, unlawful tactics are considered to be sort of standard form business. And if I'd wanted to, I could have called our theme tonight Planet Entrapment, because we've really taken the entrapment model on a scale, starting, of course, with sovereign nations around the world and using it as a tool of governance. So think of debt now as a way of managing a highly centralized empire. I'm going to talk tonight in several parts. We're going to talk about planet debt and the history of the debt model, and then go through the 12 things that I think you need to know about the debt model and where this is going. And then I want to cover news and stories in the first quarter, and of course the financial market roundup, and then we'll take a few minutes and look forward. Another thing before we begin that's very important to understand about debt is, as I said, it can be in a healthy model or it can be in a liquidation model. So it really comes down to whether the financial institutions and system is trying to help various parties build equity or whether they're simply trying to harvest their equity. But then there's something else. And oftentimes when you hear commentators talk about debt, they talk about all debt as if it was part of a financial system. And really what we're looking at is much more a governance system than a financial system, particularly when you get in the entrapment side. And it's very important to divide debt into two different kinds of models. So if we could think of, you know, sort of two rows and two columns, one way of slicing the cake is between the building equity and then liquidating equity models. But the other is, and it's related, is you have many people who are issuing debt in a currency that they can print. And if I'm issuing debt in a currency that I can print, really I'm just issuing a future call on my currency. And since I can literally print it off of a computer, it's no sweat off my back. I'm always amazed when people ask me if the U.S. is bankrupt. I put up a quote at the top of the report from Alan Greenspan, who I'm sure you realize I rarely quote, that says the United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that, so there is zero probability of default. So when you look at a lot of debt, you're looking at debt that can literally be satisfied by the issuer by simply printing more currency. So where you're looking at a sovereign nation issuing debt in a currency that it controls, it's a very, very different picture than if you're borrowing in a currency that you can print and you've got to pay back. So you really want to look at when you look at debt, you want to say, is this the building equity model or is this the harvesting equity model? And is the issuer someone who can print the currency to satisfy it, or is it somebody who's really got to go out into the marketplace and earn it? Very, very different. Okay, in the first section, and I would point out we have an excellent web presentation. The Solaria team has worked very hard to produce this, so I hope you will access this as you're listening. And we're going to start with the first part, introducing the theme, Planet Debt.